Lesson 36, Section 1, A, Making a Reservation.
Robert Gordon is phoning to book a hotel room in Paris.
Is that the Saint-Martin Hotel?
Oui, yes it is. Can I help you?
Have you got a double room for the night of the 23rd of July?
One moment, please. I'll just have a look. Yes, we have got a double room on that date.
Has it got a double bed or two singles?
Two singles, monsieur.
And is that with or without bath?
It's a room with shower and toilet, monsieur.
Now, that sounds fine. Is there a TV?
Could you repeat that, please?
Is there a colour television in the room?
Yes, but of course. And a video if you choose.
How much will it be for one night?
About 400 francs.
And what does that include?
It includes morning newspaper, continental breakfast and service.
What's the nearest metro?
Opera, monsieur. It's only 5 minutes from here.
And is there an extra charge for children?
If the child is under 16 and we put an extra bed in your room, the charge is 75 francs. Do you want the room?
Yes, for one night, the 23rd of July.
Oui, monsieur. May I have your name, please?
Actually, it's for my wife and two daughters, Mrs. Jean Gordon, Linda and Maggie.
Yes, monsieur. So you need an extra bed. And what time will they be arriving on July 23rd?
B. That.
Now, you've been a veterinary doctor for some 30 years. What is the major to become a vet in the first place?
Well, I studied as an ordinary doctor in the beginning, but I slowly realized that I like animals very much. I almost prefer animals to people. So I took an extra course in animal medicine. It's as simple as that, really.
And you still enjoy working with animals?
Oh, yes, very much so. In fact, more than ever now. I've got to know animals much better, you see, and I get on better with them in every way. Their owners sometimes get on my nerves, though.
Why is that?
Well, some people know very little about animals and keep them in the wrong conditions.
What sort of conditions?
Oh, you know. Some people buy a large dog and then try to keep it in a small flat. They don't take it out enough to give it proper exercise. Other people have a cat and try to keep it in the house all day. But a cat needs to get out and be free to come and go as it pleases. A lot of people don't feed their animals properly. It's very common to give pets too much food, which is very bad for them, especially if they're not getting enough exercise. Or not to feed them regularly, which is equally bad. An animal is a responsibility, which is something many people don't seem to realize.
You mean people keep pets for the wrong reason?
Yes, some people want a pet because they're lonely, or simply for decoration, or just to show how rich they are.
And just how do you deal with these people?
Well, I try to tell them what the animal needs, what is the right sort of food, the proper exercise. I try to teach them that animals are not toys, and if they're to be healthy, they have to be happy.
Yes, I suppose you're right. In your 30 years as a vet, you must have come across some interesting cases.
Oh, yes, there are lots of interesting cases. I was once called to a lioness who was giving birth and having difficulty. Now that was really interesting.
Section 2. A. Monologue.
Well now, ladies and gentlemen, that was our last item, and all that remains for me to do is to thank our performers sincerely on behalf of us all for the pleasure they have given us this evening. Yes, of course I must express thanks to those who worked behind the scenes, and especially our producer. But most of all, I want to say thank you to all of you for coming here this evening and supporting this event, especially in such weather. I think perhaps I should take this opportunity to renew my sincere apologies to those sitting in the back row. We have made temporary repairs to the roof, But unfortunately, the rain tonight was unexpectedly heavy, and we're grateful to you for your understanding and cheerful good humor. I may say that we had hoped that temporary repairs would suffice, but we were recently informed by our surveyor that the whole roof will have to be replaced, which is, of course, a severe blow when you think it's only 5 years since we replaced the roof of the church itself. And so, we shall be having another concert soon, I hope.
B. Rain calls.
Good morning, madam. And what can we do for you?
What can you do for me?
Yes, madam. What can we do for you?
You've already done it. Thank you very much. Oh. And I want something done about what you've done for me.
Is something the matter, madam?
I'll say there is. I want to see the manager.
I'm the manager, madam. Now, what seems to be the trouble?
Look at my face.
Your face? Ah, yes. Oh, dear. Oh, well, never mind. I mean, what's wrong with your face? What exactly am I supposed to be looking at?
My lines, my wrinkles.
Well, we can soon put that right, madam. You need a bottle of our new generation wrinkle cream. With this wonderful new cream, your lines and wrinkles...
Shut up!
I beg your pardon?
I said shut up! I was silly enough to listen to you before. I'll listen to no more of it.
You say you've been here before, madam. I'm afraid I don't recognize you.
Of course you don't recognize me. Last time I came in here, I was a very attractive middle-aged woman. Now I look old enough to be even your grandmother.
Oh. Well, yes, sir. Some of us do age quicker than others.
It's not a question of age, my man. It's a question of your cream. I used it for 2 small lines under my eyes, and I woke up next morning looking like Lady Frankenstein. Your advertisement says, lose 10 years overnight. For only £5, you can look young and attractive again. Try by thousands. Money back guarantee. But I want more than my money back. I want you to pay for me to have plastic surgery.
But, madam, there must be some mistake.
I'll say there's been a mistake. My mistake was believing your efforts, buying your silly cream. It can do the same for you, too, it said. Well, it's certainly done something for me. But not what it did for the lady in the picture.
But our product is tested and approved by doctors. It was thoroughly tested on thousands of volunteers by experts before it was allowed to be sold on the market. This is the first complaint we've had.
I told you, I want you to pay for a facelift. Well, I'm taking you to court, so there.
Do you happen to have a recent photograph, madam?
What? Whatever do you want with a photograph? You can see the way I look.
I mean, a photograph of you just before you used the cream.
Do you think I go to the photographer's every day? Look, just give me the £5, will you?
Do you have your receipt with you, madam?
Just a minute. Let me have a look. No. No, I think I've lost it.
Mm. Then there's nothing I can do, madam. Sorry.
I'll take you to court. I'll take you to court.
You can do as you please, madam. Good morning.
C. Shopping.
Right, what do you want me to get then?
Right, well, go to the greengrocer's first.
Yeah, the greengrocer's.
Right.
Okay.
Let me see. Potatoes? But new potatoes, not mottled ones. Yeah. I mean, they're really not very good anymore. £3.
Hang on, I'm trying to write this down. New potatoes.
Right.
£3.
£3.
Yes.
Spring onions. One bunch.
One bunch of spring onions.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a pound of bananas.
And a pound of bananas.
Mm.
Right.
Mm. And then, could you go to the supermarket as well?
Yes, yes.
Let me see. Packet of sugar cubes.
Packet of sugar cubes.
Yeah, cubes.
Okay.
Not the other stuff.
Right.
Coffee. Instant coffee. But, yeah, get Nescafe. Nescafe Gold Blend. I don't
Nescafe.
Yeah, I don't really like any other kinds.
Okay. Okay. Nescafe, what did you say?
Gold blend.
Gold blend.
Yeah. You know, one of those 8-ounce jars.
8 ounces.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cooking oil.
Cooking oil.
Sunflower. You see, I need
Wait,
it.
What's that?
Sunflower.
Sunflower.
I need it for special recipe. That. Yeah.
Sunflower cooking oil.
Yep.
Yeah. Right.
Wine.
Any special kind?
Any dry white.
Dry white wine.
Yep.
And
some bread.
Some bread. Any, again, any particular kind?
No, any kind. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I don't. Oh, yes, hang on. I forgot apples. Golden Delicious. From the greengrocers.
Golden Delicious apples. How many?
£2.
£2.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm back.
Oh, good. Right, well, let's see what you've got then.
Right, let's see. What have we got here? £3 of potatoes.
Oh, look, these are old potatoes. I did say new potatoes. These are no good.
Oh, sorry. Does it make much difference?
Yes, it does.
Sorry. Well, actually, I didn't see any new potatoes.
All right. What are these? Onions?
Onions, yes.
But these are not spring onions.
Oh, nice big ones, though, aren't they?
Yeah, but not spring onions.
Oh, sorry. I didn't really know what spring onions were.
Well, you know, there's long ones.
Oh, they're
thin ones.
Right.
So they're fine. Great.
Good.
Okay.
Good. £2 of apples.
Cooking apples? I did say Golden Delicious. Look, these are for cooking. I wanted some for eating. You know, for... Oh, well.
Oh, well, I didn't know. I thought they would do. They look nice.
No.
Yep. Right. Bottle of wine. Riesling. Okay.
Yeah, fine. Great. That's fine. Sugar cubes here. Great.
Yes, sugar cubes.
Yeah.
Right. Now, they didn't have any Nescafe Gold Blend.
No.
So I got Maxwell House. That's all I had.
All right. Never mind.
Yep. And oil.
But not sunflower oil.
I couldn't see that. I got this. I think it's good stuff. Good quality.
Yes, it is good, but it's olive oil, and that's not what my recipe wanted. I need sunflower oil.
Well, I don't think you'll find it. And a loaf of bread.
That's fine. All right. Well, I suppose I'll have to go out myself again, then.
Well, sorry, but I don't think it's my fault.
Section 3. A. Success and Failure.
Hugh is on the telephone. Listen to his conversation with Herr Kohler.
I have a call for you on line one, Mr. Gibbs. It's Manfred Kohler in Dusseldorf.
Oh, yes. Put him through. Hello, Herr Kohler. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And you?
Just fine.
Glad to hear it. I'll come straight to the point, if you don't mind. I'm sure you know why I'm phoning.
Yes, of course, about the...
Exactly. Are you in a position to give us a definite assurance that the goods will be delivered on time?
Well, you can count on us to do our very best.
Excuse me, Mr. Gibbs, but I'm afraid that really isn't good enough. I beg your pardon, I don't mean your best isn't good enough, but... will you meet the deadline or won't you?
I was coming to that, Herr Kohler. I must be frank with you. We've run into a few problems.
Problems? What kind of problems?
Technical problems. Nothing very serious. There's no need to worry.
I hope not, Mr. Gibbs, for your sake as well as ours. I'm sure you're aware that there's a penalty in your contract with us for late delivery. And we'll have
Yes, Herr Kohler, I'm perfectly aware of that. But do you need the whole order by the 24th?
We would certainly prefer the whole order to be delivered by then, yes.
Yes, but do you need the whole order then?
What exactly are you suggesting?
You can count on us to get half of the order to you by then.
Mm-hmm. And, how long before the other half is delivered?
Another week at the most.
You're sure that's all?
Yes, absolutely. You can depend on us to get half the order to you by the 24th, and the other half within a week.
Yes, that should be all right. But there must be no further delays.
There won't be. You can count on that.
Very well, Mr. Gibbs.
Thank you.
You've been very understanding.
Goodbye, Mr. Gibbs.
Goodbye, Hercola. And thank you again.
Phew. Well, that's at least one problem out of the way.
B. Elvis Presley.
When Elvis Presley died on the 16th of August, 1977, radio and television programs all over the world were interrupted to give the news of his death. President Carter was asked to declare a day of national mourning. Carter said, "Elvis Presley changed the face of American popular culture. He was unique and irreplaceable." 80,000 people attended his funeral. The streets were jammed with cars, and Elvis Presley films were shown on television, and his records were played on the radio all day. In the year after his death, 100 million Presley LPs were sold. Elvis Presley was born on January the 8th, 1935, in Tupelo, Mississippi. His twin brother, Jesse Garon, died at birth. His parents were very poor, and Elvis never had music lessons. But he was surrounded by music from an early age. His parents were very religious, and Elvis regularly sang at church services. In 1948, when he was 13, his family moved to Memphis, Tennessee. He left school in 1953 and got a job as a truck driver. In the summer of 1953, Elvis paid $4 and recorded two songs for his mother's birthday at Sam Phillips' Sun Record Studio. Sam Phillips heard Elvis and asked him to record That's All Right in July 1954. 20,000 copies were sold, mainly in and around Memphis. He made five more records for Sun, and in July 1955, he met Colonel Tom Parker, who became his manager in November. Parker sold Elvis's contract to RCA Records. Sun Records got $35,000, and Elvis got $5,000. With the money, he bought a pink Cadillac for his mother. On January the 10th, 1956, Elvis recorded Heartbreak Hotel, and a million copies were sold. In the next 14 months, he made another 14 records, and they were all big hits. In 1956, he also made his first film in Hollywood. In March 1958, Elvis had to join the army. He wanted to be an ordinary soldier. When his hair was cut, thousands of women cried. He spent the next 2 years in Germany, where he met Priscilla Bewley, who became his wife 8 years later on May the 1st, 1967. In 1960, he left the army and went to Hollywood, where he made several films during the next few years. By 1968, many people had become tired of Elvis. He hadn't performed live since 1960, but he recorded a new LP, From Elvis in Memphis, and appeared in a special television program. He became popular again and went to Las Vegas, where he was paid $750,000 for 4 weeks. In 1972, his wife left him, and they were divorced in October 1973. He died from a heart attack. He'd been working too hard and eating and drinking too much for several years. He left all his money to his only daughter, Lisa Marie Presley. She became one of the richest people in the world when she was only 9 years old.